Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $600 thanks to DoorDash. Shine bright this summer with Dash Pass by DoorDash. Get more member-only perks and discounts than ever before. Sign up now with promo code ORDER50 for 50% off your first order up to $15. Melissa, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Melissa.
Okay.
Thank you.
Here we go. All right, Melissa, Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. It's a soundproof studio. Wow, slam today. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Number one, Julia Roberts will receive the Academy Museum Gala Icon Award this fall. She played Vivian Ward, an escort, in what 1990 movie opposite Richard Gere?
Pretty Woman.
Number two, Billy Crystal's Mr. Saturday Night will end its run on Broadway. He voiced the animated character Mike Wazowski in what Pixar film?
Monsters, Inc.
Number three, Brad Pitt wore a skirt showing off his shin tattoos at the Berlin premiere of his new movie, Bullet Train. You can find bullet trains in what country? It's also the country where the movie takes place.
Japan.
Number four, Cesar Millan got scolded for walking his dogs on the pier in Redondo Beach, California. And then he took a picture with the cops. What was the name of his Emmy-nominated TV series that ran for 8 years?
I'm not sure.
Number five, ads are officially coming to Netflix and there will be tiered subscription levels. What is the current color of the Netflix logo?
Red.
Okay, that was great. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
You're going to kick yourself when you hear number four. Okay, so Melissa got 4 out of 5.
Well, that's pretty good, Melissa. Let's see how I do. $600. Let's go.
I thought she would have gotten all five. Number one, Julia Roberts will receive the Academy Museum Gala Icon Award this fall. She played Vivian Ward, an escort, in what 1990 movie opposite Richard Gere?
Pretty Woman. Parallels my life.
Number two, does it?
Yeah, I was once a streetwalker
in
Hollywood.
Oh, you were.
And then I found love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number two, Billy Crystal's Mr. Saturday Night will end its run on Broadway. He voiced the animated character Mike Wazowski in what Pixar film?
It's Monsters, Inc.
Yes. Number three, Brad Pitt wore a skirt showing off his shin tattoos at the Berlin premiere of his movie Bullet Train.
Nice.
You can find bullet trains in what country? It's also the country where the movie takes place.
Japan.
Yes. You guys both knew that. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Japan's the only one with the guts to make their trains go 200 miles per hour.
Number four, Cesar Millan got scolded for walking his dogs on the pier in Redondo Beach, California, and then he took a picture with the cops. What was the name of his Emmy-nominated TV series that ran for 8 years?
Dog Whisperer. Cesar Millan's Dog Whisperer.
Yes. Dog Whisperer I would have taken. That's all I needed.
Mm.
Number five, ads are officially coming to Netflix, and there will be tiered subscription levels. What is the current color of the Netflix logo?
It's red.
Yes. I'm sorry, Melissa. He beat you 5-4 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Melissa, and I can't beat Raven.
Pretty good game, though, Melissa. Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $700 tomorrow.